Oh, can I? I've got something pretty rogue for the potty intro.
Okay.
From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Oh, I'm leaving that in, Tazzie. I've got something pretty rogue for the podcast intro.
This is rogue, okay? This is pretty rogue. I took a picture of the Today Show the other day. I was watching it yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. And there were some words. I think I heard some words from the news reporter. And then I looked up and had to take a picture because of what was on the screen. Mm-hmm. So they were talking about AFL's drug testing.
Oh, big scandal, yeah.
Massive. I don't know much about the story.
Basically, the AFL have been accused of doing off-the-book drug testing
right. For
players so that they don't get caught out by the legitimate drug testing people.
Well, the byline of this news story is what I kind of want to read out, which I can't add to our radio show. I have to just put it in the podcast.
Right.
Anti-doping expert Dick Pound says call the police. That's not a real name.
Just go by Richard, you know? Like, if you're a dick... By name?
Yes.
Just
not
go by
nature.
Richard.
Not
obviously.
By nature.
Not by nature.
Whose name is Dick Pound?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
At least it's not the other way around. At least it's not Pound Dick.
Well, that's no better. It's no worse. Richard Pound
is way better. Yeah. Or Rick. Just go by Rick.
Rick.
I don't understand. If your name's Richard, why would you go by Dick instead of Rick?
No one's going by Dick.
No. Well, my guys.
Actually, a few people would go by Dick. But anyway, that's my rogue thing for the podcast, which I can't include in a radio show.
No.
Can't talk about Dick Pound.
No, you can't, unfortunately.
I mean, he's my favourite anti-doping expert.
Oh, I mean, there's no other in my eyes.
That's right. If you're against doping, and no one knows more about anti-doping than him, than Mr. Pound.
Mr. Pound. Hey, sorry for the hiatus in podcasts. Easter long weekend coupled with me getting a little bit ill. Means that we haven't done a podcast in like a week.
And so. I have not been doing a regular show while you've been away.
That sucks.
Real light on the content.
That's all right. That's all right. All right. Enjoy us today. Enjoy today's podcast. There'll be another one tomorrow, hopefully. Bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
A couple of weeks ago, if you were listening, Sunny Coast, we decided to go old school. Throw away our phones and go back to where phones really began.
Yeah.
The cup and string. We all did this as kids. We tried to do it a couple of meters maybe as kids. We thought... How could we go trying to make this work in real life?
Yeah. So we did a couple of test runs. We did just one in the office, about 8 or 9 metres.
Yeah.
Easy.
Easy.
Got that done. No worries.
Well, actually, we had problems with that one because we were so close together. If I said something, you
could
kind of hear it in real life, not just through the phone. So we decided to go bigger. We went to the rooftop 30 metres the next day. This was about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
30 metres, talking into the can, you could hear the other side. Perfect. We thought, okay, let's go big.
And then the Sunshine Coast decided to rain for weeks on end. And so we said, okay, well, this isn't going to work. We don't want to get struck by lightning whilst testing our cup and string phone.
No, that's right.
So we put it on hold. But today, the sun is shining, Tazzie.
Yeah, and we look outside our CFM studio here in Maroochydore, the Kentucky building on the corner, and we look over Sunshine Cove.
Mm-hmm.
The water there has a bridge over it. We thought maybe about 50 metres or so. Let's go from one bank to the other. Let's test it over water. Let's see how big we can make this thing. 65 metres, it turns out, that bridge is.
Mm-hmm.
We gave it a go.
Cup and string phone, attempt number 3. We've had a brief hiatus due to crappy weather, but we are aiming today to get it across the Sunshine Cove Bridge. Message from me to Tesla. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it actually has stretched across. Feel bad, I did none of the work. Tazzie, who's saying the message?
I'll say the message.
Alrighty.
3, 2, 1.
Ellie, just admit you're pulling a sickie.
Okay, I can hear the vibrations. One more time, I was holding the back of it.
Ellie, just admit you're pulling a sickie.
Fair to say, we're pretty excited.
We're still living on that high, and that was like 4 hours ago. Yeah, so 65 metres, tick, over water, tick. Sunny Coast, tomorrow morning. This is huge. We've been planning this for a long time, waiting for the damn rain to stop.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what? Tomorrow's forecast doesn't look great.
It doesn't. So this might be put on hold if it does rain too much. Mm-hmm. I want to go international.
What do you mean? What? Well, get it over to Fiji?
Maybe not international,
Vanuatu?
But definitely overseas.
Okay.
I want to go from mainland Australia to Chambers Island. Get this. Bradman Ave. One of us is on Bradman Ave.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other is on Chambers Island. I think it's about 100 to 110 metres if I go by Google Maps. I don't know exactly. We'll have to find out when we get there.
Pretty much double what we did today.
Double what we did, but over water. We know that it works. We know that the distance kind of works. Mm-hmm. Can we double it and go overseas tomorrow with a cup and string phone?
Bring it, Tassie.
This could be a world record. I don't know. I haven't Googled anything. This has world record written all over it.
Well, if we can make it to Chambers, I think next step is definitely Vanuatu. Okay, pop it in the diary.
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I know you were unwell over the Easter break.
Mm.
I didn't find out you were until about Sunday or Monday. Mm-hmm. I was so jealous of you as to where you were going. It is a beautiful spot. Agnes Waters.
Yeah.
Up north. It's about 5 hours away-ish. 1770s just around the corner. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful spot. I lived in Bundy during the sort of the worst of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so nice because it was an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Oh, beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
Beautiful part of the world. However, there was some dilemmas that I encountered in my trip to Agnes Waters on the weekend.
Why? Too much tranquility?
Too much Easter chockey?
Yeah.
No, Taz. So
the bottle-o was closed. Was it?
Oh, I prepped for that. Okay, don't you worry. Good. I hit up the bottle on Thursday. Everyone knows. Closed Good
sorry,
Friday.
Sorry.
So for those who don't know, I drive an electric vehicle,
mm-hmm.
Which is a wonderful car. Absolutely love it.
Have they got chargers there?
Well, if you're someone sitting in your car right now who's always wondered what it's like to take an EV on
me.
A road trip.
Me?
Yeah.
I want a Tesla.
I got the hit me with your questions, Tassie, because I've got the ins and outs. So basically, the car I have gets you a full tank of charge is 300 Ks.
So,
or 290-ish.
Okay, so I'm thinking, because I've done the Bundy trip quite a bit, it's about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking you detour slightly into Bundy, because it is about an hour or so when you go into Bundy instead of going past it.
So I think a big detour then to go into Bundy.
Yeah, it's going to add about an hour to your trip total. But I think you drive from here, you go to Bundy, you charge.
Where do you charge in Bundy, Tassie?
The shopping centre. Can't remember what it's called, but the shopping centre. Central?
Maybe has Central. A Tesla charger. However, my car's not a Tesla, which means there's limited charging stations from here to Agnes.
Sorry, excuse me. You can't use a Tesla charger.
Tesla is a snobby company, okay?
Okay.
They don't let any other cars. I think they're maybe starting to, but initially they do not let other cars use their chargers.
So you just need what, a PowerPoint?
I need an EV charging station, right, with a different plug. I don't know what plug they have. So anyway, regardless.
Isn't there one in Bundy?
There's not one in Bundy. Oh. So between here and Agnes, there's four charging stations that fit my thing.
Okay.
And so this is the first time I'd taken it out of the sunny coast. And so I've never let the battery drain. I've always just charged it at home overnight.
Yep.
And so we had to plan our trip quite meticulously because if you drive to one of these charging stations and one of them doesn't work or something, you're screwed. You can't max out your tank because what if you get there and it doesn't work?
Imagine
getting to
a petrol station and they go, oh, sorry, it doesn't work.
Right. Because EV technology is not big on, in Queensland yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, the way up, we had to stop three times to charge. Just to see how it goes. And then, because the closest one to Agnes was 40 minutes out of Agnes. So we had to have enough to get into Agnes and back.
And out, yeah.
Yep. So anyway, so we did that three times.
So if I jump in my car, my regular petrol car, drive to Agnes, it's about 4.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
For you?
For me, 7 hours.
Then
on the way back, Taz.
I'm trying to defend EVs here.
On the way back, we were like, okay, well, we know that once we get home, we can put it on charge, we'll be fine. So we don't have to have a full tank when we get home.
Yep.
So we'll stop once, halfway, Childers or the town of Isis, which did not know was a thing.
Which is hilarious when you go through it. Yep.
So we get to Childers, someone else is already using
it's
the charging
ISIS
point.
Club, by the way.
Yeah,
the ISIS Club.
Mate,
yeah.
I spent a lot of time outside the ISIS Club because we get to this charging station, someone's already on the charger, the one charger we needed.
Oh.
We had to wait a whole hour before we could even put ours on charge. So 2.5 hours in ISIS.
There's not 2.5 hours in ISIS to do.
So look, EVs great for the city, not great for a road trip. That is my conclusion.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I talk a lot on this show.
Well done, Eli.
Thank you, Taze. for the last 4 years, 4.5 years that I've been doing this radio show, long-time listeners will know that often I will bring up robots and the fact that I'm scared of them.
You think robots are taking everybody's jobs?
Yes.
But you are very selective as to which robots you don't like, because if the robot helps you, you're kind of okay with it.
Well, I've decided I've got room in my life for a few different robots. And you're right, they're the ones that make my life easier. I'm not keen for the ones that are going to take my radio job.
You like the self-serve checkouts.
Yeah. Well, that's not a robot, is it? That's just a machine.
Oh, it's taken over a human.
I suppose. Yeah, I don't mind a self-serve checkout.
Although, I
like a good chat with the checkout people as well. You know, so either way. But the one, Tassie.
When was the last time you chose a person over a self-serve?
I will have you know, on Thursday night, I went in through the checkout and I met this lovely older couple, and they commented like, oh, you're a very healthy eater, aren't you? Look at all the vegetables you've got in there. We got chatting. I told her I was heading to Agnes.
That sounds
great, like
a nightmare.
it was the best checkout experience I've ever had.
Anyway, buy my Snickers. Stop talking about what I'm buying.
So, the one robot that I love in my life is my RoboVac. It mops my floor. It vacuums my floor. Mm-hmm. You can pop it on and leave the house and you come back to a clean house. It's the best thing ever.
Yes.
I got sent an article the other day about how RoboVacs are spying on you. And hackers can get access to your RoboVac.
No, they can't.
That takes pictures of your house. And there was a case a few years ago, how I didn't know about this, I don't know, because I'm all across robot news.
You sound it.
Of a woman sitting on the toilet and her RoboVac took pictures of it. And then those hackers got access to her on the toot. And distribute it. So I don't know who to believe. I don't know which robots to trust anymore, Taz.
Who's hacking RoboVacs?
Oh, so many people.
Come on.
Who wouldn't want to see the inside of my house? You know? See Simba the Cavoodle just toiling around.
Yeah, you doing absolutely nothing in the AM at midday going, should I be at work? I probably should, but I'm going to do an extra half hour of nothing at home.
Well, luckily, there's an Australian company that's now working towards creating robots that don't take actual pictures. Right. They just do like heat sensors, so it maps out your...
They'll still be able to see you on the couch, though, the heat sensor of you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
The interesting thing about staying with other people or having roommates or, you know, just living under the same roof as someone else is everyone's got different systems in place around the house.
Right.
And different ways of doing things.
Like laundry and stuff?
Laundry is one of them.
Yeah.
But the one that I want to talk about today and I want the people to get involved with is dishwasher rules. Okay, 545-11919. What are your dishwasher rules? Because I was recently away with a big group. We're all staying in the same house, you know, lots of meals being cooked, lots of cleaning being done.
Yep.
Everyone has different rules when it comes to a dishwasher. And I found this moving in with my partner as well.
It's chaos, especially if it's four or five different people all trying to stack the same dishwasher. Here at work, don't get me started. Every time I open the door, it is a different set of rules going on in there.
I'm probably a bad contributor to the work one because my philosophy when it comes to dishwashers...
Can I guess what it is?
Sure.
You just stack it.
Chuck it in.
If it can fit in there... Go for it.
If the drawers can close and the door can close and the spinny bit up the top isn't being obstructed, you're good to go.
I hate you.
Doesn't matter what you're putting in there. Do you need to put a fry pan in there? Go for it. Need to put a chopping board? Go for it. As long as it fits in, it's there to wash it. I also come from a household, Tassie, of non-rinsers. So
we
used to just eat and, you know, just chuck it in, no rinsing first.
Yep.
My entire childhood, had a broken dishwasher. It would just, we'd get it fixed and then it would break. And now I've realised growing up, maybe I should be rinsing. So since moving in with my wonderful boyfriend, Dan, I'm now a rinser. I'm big on that. But everything else, just chuck it in. No other rules required.
I don't like that. And Dan wouldn't stand for just a chuck.
No, because he's I can see him biting his tongue because he puts a lot of systems in place for things to be done around the house because he's
lucky,
a systematic person.
Yeah.
But the dishwasher, I think I've won him over of just like, it'll do. It's fine.
545-11919 Sunny Coast, double pass up for grabs to Godzilla Kong, the new empire. Godzilla and Kong unite in this action blockbuster movie event. Don't miss Godzilla Kong, the new empire showing at Event Cinemas. What's your dishwasher rule?
Mm-hmm. Is it knives have to go down or have to go up?
Are you the dishwasher Nazi of your family and are your family not doing it right? Me, I won't restack if it's done wrong, but I love being in charge of
the
stacking the
dishwasher. No way. What do you mean?
Plates have to go, like big plates at the back and then smaller plates towards the front. I don't know why. Pots, I try and keep pots and pans away from the plates. Cups have to be upside down, firstly.
Don't be a monster
and
put
them the right way.
No one's putting them up.
No, no, no. And you have to put them over those little spikes, the little plastic spike things.
There's a little shelf
on the tray at the top. The tray at the top, not for the cutlery, because we've actually got this cutlery drawer.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think cups need to go on the top shelf and they need to be over one of those spike things so that they don't roll around in the dishwasher.
There's literally a little shelf for the cups.
Do you want to go to the phones?
I do want to go to the phones.
Here we go. All right, let's go. Carly from Budrum. All right, let's go. Here we go. Phones are working for me now. Carly from Budrum, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you going?
Hi, Carly. What are your dishwasher rules?
Shove it all in as much as you can and wash it twice if you have to.
Thank you, Carly.
She'll
wash
it twice if it's not stacked correctly. Just go it again.
If it fits, it's fine. That should be on the slogan of every dishwasher company.
Yep. Totally. I have three boys, so just get it all in there, get it washed, and then you can wash it again if it's not clean.
Yeah.
Pre-rinsing, Carly, or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there is
a little bit, not too much.
Yeah, like don't chuck it in with meatballs on it, but you know, if it's got a bit of egg yolk on the plate, that's fine.
That's fine. Yep.
Carly, we are kindred spirits. Are you a cutlery up or a cutlery down type of guy? Because this is another big one.
Cutlery up for me, knives down. I don't know why. I feel like knives up is just asking for trouble. So I'll go knives down, but then forks up.
What?
Yeah. What's the fork with that?
That's, no, you can't, that's a bit psychotic, Taz.
Why?
You got to pick one or the other. You can't just be, here's me chucking everything into the dishwasher and just hoping it all fits.
Yes. How are you then?
But
are you
I'm still
all
a
down?
Cutlery all down type of gal.
Oh, no.
I don't want to be touching the clean fork.
No, I grab it by its neck.
Okay. You're psycho.
Hey, everybody knows what I'm talking about, okay?
Fair enough. All right. Let's go to the phones. Bianca in Nambour. What are your dishwasher rules, my friend?
I have got two rules. So first rule is on the top rack, glasses and mugs have to be separated to the sides of the washer.
Yes.
They can't be mixed.
B, talk us through it. Which side is which and why?
Left is mugs. For some strange reason, I just feel like they sit better.
Yep.
And then glasses are on the right.
Now, have you got like a slot where the mug with the handle might fit in nicely and you think, yeah, these are where mugs are supposed to go?
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like B and I would be best friends.
This is bizarre to me.
What's your other rule, Bianca?
My other rule is when you're doing cutlery, you can't just jam it all into one of the little basket holes. You need to put one in each and then you can put wherever you want.
Yes.
They have to be filled up, one in each, before you can put anything else in.
What's the logic behind that?
Just so they don't feel empty. Who knows?
Oh, so they're not... Okay, so they're not lonely. Mind you, they would be lonely if they're all separated. I like to chuck mine in together so they can have a chat.
No,
you know?
No. Don't put
What's
all of them in
with
one.
With you? No?
God, this is terrible. She's had a couple of days off because she's unwell,
baby,
Bianca.
Want
don't
a
worry.
Spoon?
No. Hey, Bianca, we love your dishwasher rules so much. Guess what? You and a mate are going to Godzilla Kong, the new empire.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Godzilla and Kong unite in this action blockbuster movie event. Don't miss Godzilla Kong, the new empire, showing right now at Event Cinemas. Well done.
Bianca, before we let you go, I just feel like there's a lot of other areas of life that you have specific rules for. I've got that feeling from you. Is that right? Do you have other systems in place around the house?
Probably, yes. Especially with cleaning, I guess.
Anything in particular that springs to mind?
Not on the top of my head right now.
Okay. Good. Just checking. I feel like, you know that episode of Friends where Monica says that she has to have the sunflowers on her duvet cover pointing east for the sun?
Can we not compare Bianca to Monica? Thank you very much. She has a few dishwasher rules. She's opened up to us. She's been
vulnerable to the
Sunshine Coast this afternoon. B, we've loved your call. Thank you so much. Enjoy the movie.
Thank you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And something that makes us feel good here at CFM Tassie is raising money for inclusive kids, right?
100%. They're superstars here on the sunny coast helping out the underprivileged youth here on the sunny coast. It's not really talked about. It's a little bit of a taboo topic, but we're here to raise as much as we can. Something that's going to happen soon is Catch for Kids. We do Kicks for Kids.
Yeah.
This is Catch for Kids. Steve Hurst, welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take us through what's going to happen April 14.
So the helicopter's going to go
April 12.
Yeah. Helicopter's going to go up in the sky at Sunshine Coast Stadium and drop NFL balls until I catch one from about 230 metres.
Oh, this sounds like so much fun. Hursty's gone, this, you know what, I'd like to do this. Let's raise money while I do it.
Absolutely. So, Hursty, because you have to catch this ball very soon, we thought that throughout this interview, we're just going to chuck these ping pong balls at you.
Gotcha.
And you have to try and catch them.
I'm going good.
Oh, he's doing all right.
I'm going good.
Ellie's throws are bad.
Mine just got. So we'll keep them. As the chat goes on, you could be hit with one at any time.
Luckily, we didn't throw out the birthday balls for fans of CFM.
Now, Hursty, what's made you want to do this challenge?
Well, you know last year I did the lawn mowing one?
Yes.
At the same time.
It's a falcon.
Brendan Favola broke this one, so I looked at that and thought that makes much more sense than pushing a lawnmower around Sunshine Coast Stadium for 24 hours. You just stand there and run around until you catch a footy.
And so the lawnmower one, you literally just went round and around Sunshine Coast Stadium with a big lawnmower. Oh, he just caught that one-handed. You're right, very tiring. But that took a lot of training for that one.
It did, yeah.
How are you training, apart from having us peg ping pong balls at you? Oh, two at once!
So next week, Monday or Tuesday, Rod from Ghost Air is picking me up. We're going to the Sunshine Coast Stadium. He's going up in the air and we're going to practice.
Wait, so you're going to get a lift in the helicopter to the stadium and he'll drop you off?
And then he'll go back up?
Yep.
And then we'll have a practice run, just so we get a bit of our bearings.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Have you had someone just throw some bombs up for you just to get some 50, 60 metre? How high is a bomb? 50-ish metres or so? Have you had some of that training?
No.
Just straight to 230 metres.
I used to play footy, so.
Yeah.
Wow. So you haven't been in the backyard just like throwing a footy up for yourself or anything?
No.
That's a little preparation. And you're a prepared dude. That surprises me.
We'll be prepared after Monday or Tuesday. Yep.
Do you think you're going to catch the first one?
I doubt it. When I had a look at Fev do his, it took him a while, and he's an AFL footballer.
Yeah.
So helicopter works out how many knots the wind is going. He gets into space. He'll drop the first one.
Great.
Then roughly you should know kind of where you should be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's coming down at a rapid rate, obviously.
Yeah, it's firing.
Will you wear a helmet?
Yeah, I'm wearing a helmet. Yeah.
Okay.
With a camera. I want some Hursty
cam. There'll be plenty of cameras, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So this is all raising money, of course, for inclusive kids doing fantastic work on the sunny coast. How can people get involved? Oh, another missed.
So we need.
Well done, Ellie. She got in there.
I got in while he wasn't looking.
How can people get involved?
So they can sponsor me. So we're going to do the old radio prank where we've got the grid on the ground.
Cool.
So for $1,000 you can buy a big square.
Yeah.
And if I catch it in your square with my right foot in your square, you can win $7,000 worth of advertising or something like that.
Yes.
So if you go to inclusivekids.com.au/events, that's how you can get involved.
Love it.
Yep.
Oh, this is so good. It's next Friday, April 12th. It's very soon. Go to that website, get around it. Hursty, catch.
Oh, missed it. Hey, how many attempts do you get? Can you just keep going until you get it?
Yeah, I think you can just keep going.
Oh, great.
I've had a few people jump on board already. So I've had Montana's on Bardrim, Car Coop, Brazen Brownies, Go Transit, Crick's Volkswagen, and of course, Simon from the stadium's been really helpful.
Amazing.
And Rod from Ghost Air's been cool.
Oh, how good. Well, if you want your name to join that list of very generous donors, head to inclusivekids.com.au right now. And get your donations in. Hirsty, all the best for the big catch for kids.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
About a week and a half ago, I came up with the... Actually, I didn't come up with this game. I found this game online. It's like Wordle, but it's with music. It's called Bandle. So each day, it's a different song you have to try and work out. And they break it down into its parts. So today, what we've got is it's released in 2003, is what it says. YouTube views 1 billion... So it's a big song. They say it's difficulty easy. So we should be all right. But the parts we've got, drums, bass, strings, electric guitar, voice cover.
When I think of 2003, I think of Delta Goodrum's Born to Try era.
Okay, well, this is an international game. I don't know how big.
The Delta would have got 1 billion views, which is why I'm saying it at the top. I don't think I'm ruining it for us. But with this game, Sunny Coast, neither Taz nor I know the answer.
No.
So we're playing along with you because we love it. And look, we were going to do this for a week on the show and I'm not going to lie, I love it too much.
Well, I've got listeners in my DMs going, we love Bandle, how can we play it? So if you want to play along, there's a new song every day. It's called Bandle, B-A-N-D-L-E. Search it, Google it and play it every day like us.
All right, the first layer of the song, what is this? It's just the drums.
Oh, come on. You're not getting it from that.
Love is gone. Can't fight the moonlight.
Oh, it might be too slow.
I reckon it would be about 2003.
Oh. Let's add the next layer. We can't. The drums are not enough.
if we ever get it on the first one.
Alicia is calling through. Oh, this is.
Where is the love? Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, my gosh. It is too. Let me just double check it. I've got to type it in.
Strings. Yeah, it's got to be.
Wow, it is the Black Eyed Peas. Where is the love?
Banger dun, of a song. Dun,
dun. But I can't believe we got it from just the bass.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh well, I was going to say that there were movie tickets up for grabs and stuff.
Did I just steal the movie tickets away from someone?
But that's all right. For the week, we'll put a tally next to your name. You're one up.
My favourite part is when they give you the word clue at the end.
Oh, yes.
If you can't get it after all the layers, today's clue, where's the affection?
Oh, where is it? Where is the affection?
Ellie and Taz. Hey, hey, hey. On 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this. Stop. Titbit time.
Oh, God, I've missed titty time. I haven't done it for a week now. Today's 10-6 tidbit.
Yes.
Is kind of a little bit of a flex. Over the Easter long weekend, the Sunshine Coast... Oh, actually, no, I'll do it the other way around.
Oh.
In terms of visitors to either coast, being Gold and Sunshine...
Okay.
85,000 people visited the Gold Coast for the Easter long weekend.
Yep.
245,000 visited the Sunshine Coast.
No.
Suck it, Gold Coast.
No way are we getting three times as many people.
Mm-hmm.
There's less than that live here.
I know.
We doubled.
No. We've got like 300,000.
We didn't double our population for 4 days.
We did. We did indeed. According to Surf Life Saving Queensland.
240,000.
I'd say a lot of them could be day trippers.
Are they people that have gone to the beach because it's Surf Life Saving?
Yeah.
So more than that, if they didn't go to the beach, maybe they went, you know, inland or did the hinterland and stuff.
Well, I think this is just hitting the beach.
Wow.
Can
I just do a big shout out to anybody volunteering over the Easter break?
Yeah,
I know we're
a couple
of days away, but you're the real superstars.
Thank you for that.
Mm.
How do they count that? Who's counting 245,000 people?
They've got one of those clickers.
And every time you enter the beach?
You just watch, every beach. It's just, oh yeah.
Every exit.
Family of 15.
Exit 256 at Alex. Anyone manning that one? Yep, great. Okay, cool. Yep, that's 6 people through.
Dogs? Do I count dogs? I'm just going to count them anyway.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.